Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
To me, voting is a right, a responsibility, and even a pleasure. Our stable government and my small community make it really easy for me to vote. I stop by the Ferndale Fairgrounds on my way to work. I see familiar, friendly faces. I'm usually in and out in less than 10 minutes, and I spend the day sporting my sticker on my lapel. I voted. Most common comment I hear from people I meet is that they voted by mail and they wish they had a sticker. Maybe absentee ballots should include one. I turned 18 before 18-year-olds had the right to vote, and I've voted in every election but one since then. I see the struggles of people around the world, people who do not have a vote, or people who even risk their lives to vote. We have it made easy compared to them. Voting is made easy for most of us, and that makes it hard to understand why we have low voter turnout. Humboldt had about 40% voter turnout this time, but that could grow with absentee ballots. A big part of low voter turnout is young voters. Nationwide, only 13% of the total votes cast came from young voters, age 18 through 29. This is down from the 20% when Obama was reelected. I think we older voters vote because we're supposed to. We know voting is an important prerequisite to complaining about who and what got voted in. But young people may need to see the relevance of voting, why it matters to them. It's clear that in some local situations, a very few votes really matter. Nationwide, Republicans made significant gains in this election. With 7 new Republican Senate seats, they now control both the House and the Senate. Will Congress get more done? Or will we just get to gridlock quicker and more efficiently? Republicans can now really deliver on blocking appointments, shutting down the government, and the hard work of dismantling the Affordable Care Act. Several more states had marijuana initiatives on their ballots yesterday. Oregon's passed with 54% of the vote, and Alaska's with 52%. Oregon's law calls for retail stores to open in 2016. Alaska has a state commission to develop regulations within 9 months. Washington, D.C. voters approved decriminalization of possession up to 2 ounces or cultivating up to 6 plants. Congress can halt or reverse this vote because they are the ultimate authority in the Capitol. Florida defeated a medicinal marijuana initiative. We now have to start paying attention to this in California because it seems just a matter of time before we will have a vote on the legalization issue. Perhaps I'm naive, but when I voted for medicinal marijuana, I did not foresee the destructive gold rush that has transpired. I'd prefer not to repeat that mistake again. In each election, I'm reminded what an excellent county clerk Carolyn Cernich is, with her prompt and accurate results. She and her staff deserve a sincere thanks. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.